We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than BostonProper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at BostonProper.com and wear it like no one else.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, who's got something that we can talk about here?
Let's talk about your hair, Nate.
We could talk about your hair. A texter requested, during the 15-minute morning show, will you please talk about your vacation plans?
I'm happy to talk about that.
We had a request for that. I don't know why, you know, people are interested.
Are we all going somewhere?
I am.
I think so.
I think we are.
I think so.
I don't know.
Hey, where are you going, Frog?
I'm going to Nashville.
Oh, no kidding.
I can't wait till you go. Yep. I'm excited for you.
You've been to Nashville before, right?
I haven't been on like a trip, like a fun trip like this. I've been before, but I've never been on a fun trip like this. And so
you're going to have so much fun.
I'm going to give you the restaurant that you have to go to. Let me see. Let me make sure it's still in business.
Okay.
This has been a while. But I'm telling you, do you still have like a place that you've eaten a couple of times and you fantasize about?
Yes.
He's at Luke Bryan's house. Come on, let's be real here. He's friends with Luke Bryan and Dan and Shay.
Yeah, he's going to Luke Bryan's house.
You gotta go to Arnold's Kitchen, Hattie B's Hot Chicken, and Prince's Chicken.
He's eating at Garth Brooks' house. What are you talking about? Like,
I don't know Garth Brooks, but I'd like to. If he wants to have me over, I'm coming.
I have my bougie list, too.
Okay, the place I was going to suggest is apparently closed.
Oh.
Frog, go to Butcher and Bee.
Okay, Scary, how much is Butcher and Bee? What's the cheapest thing on the menu at Butcher and Bee? Go ahead, Scary.
You know what? Just go to Arnold's. Right. And okay.
He's hanging out with Luke Combs. I mean, what are we doing?
Can I just say, I went to Nashville in July, and I don't remember anyone coming at me with any recommendations. So you know what? You can all go scratch.
Well, what am I walking into? What kind of fight are we going on?
We're already freaking getting into fights because they think that I'm assigning bougie restaurants for Froggy to go to when he's going to Nashville.
So, yes, I'm going to Nashville. Scary says, go to Butcher and Bee. Now, Butcher and Bee, I can tell you without even looking, it sounds expensive. Scary's like, yeah, you can go somewhere else.
Go to Arnold's.
He's having a barbecue with Dan and Shay, Elvis. That's what I'm saying.
Like, he is.
There's nothing wrong than going to a bougie restaurant every once in a while. It's okay.
Tell that to Brody.
Why are
you picking on Brody? He didn't even do anything.
Anytime I mention, listen, we do our Brooklyn Boys podcast every week. I can't get a word in edgewise without him shitting on me because he says, oh, you go to bougie restaurants. But you know what? They happen to be good food. Don't you want great food in your system?
Why no? Wow.
Elvis, are you on my side on this?
Can you hold on a second? Brody's not even here. Are you on yet, Brody?
I am now, yes. Thank you.
Here's the thing. I know Brody goes to nice restaurants every once in a while, too. So you're painting a picture about Brody only going to crap restaurants. I don't think that's very accurate.
No. Thank you. My point about Skeery is he doesn't know how to eat at a normal restaurant. It's fine to go out nice once in a while, but he's got to go to a highly reviewed, the bougiest of bougie, or he won't eat. Like, he would never just go to a theme restaurant. Like, well, Skeery, when was the last time you went to Outback? You wouldn't go to Outback. That's my point. That's what makes you bougie. Yeah.
But it's wait, to defend to Skeery places. For a second, he will eat anything anywhere. The other day, he was eating breakfast, and he was like, oh, this is disgusting, and kept shoveling it in his mouth.
He eats stuff off the floor. I mean, he's not that picky.
And looking at Butcher and Bee, the plates are not that bad. Grilled eggplant, $18. Blackened catfish, $24. Roasted chicken, $22. Skirt steak, $26. So it actually is not bad.
So Carrie Underwood would get Uber Eats for Froggy when he's at her house.
I'm not going to Carrie Underwood's house. I would just stop. I'm not. Are you hanging out with anybody famous while you're there?
Of course he is. He totally is.
Are you hanging out with anybody
famous? I'm going to see one person, yes. One person is famous. Luke Bryan.
Okay. Oh.
But that's it.
So he's going to take you to a great spot.
Yeah, was Thomas Rhett busy?
No, he's going to his house, I think.
Oh, we can't pick up that name there, Froggy.
Actually, it's his farm, but whatever.
Okay.
The one from the documentary?
Yes.
Oh, really now?
Okay. Where's everybody else going? It's really uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Stop everything. Look at Nate's hair. What the fuck?
That's how I started. That's what I said. What are we going to talk about? Nate's hair.
But then we got a request because somebody asked, where are you all going on your vacations? Please explain on the 15-minute morning show.
I know, but you know what? I'm actually going to Santa Fe, which isn't far from Los Alamos, where they tested the first nuclear bomb, which is what's going on Nate's head.
It's a mushroom cloud.
You got a mushroom cloud. Yeah, I'm Santa Fe for a week for me, just to hang out with the dogs. And
is Luke Bryan going
to
be there?
Awesome.
Nah, the only celebrity in town will be me.
Elvis Duran.
I'm kidding. Oh, okay. So, Danielle, what are you doing?
So, I always go this week to Wildwood, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. We stay in the same hotel every year. My mom and I take the kids. It's always different every year because depending on who's soccer and who's got what. So, people are coming and going all week. It's like a mini apartment in the same place, like I said. And we just love it. It is our home away from home, and I wouldn't give it up for anything. So I'm so excited.
I'm so happy that you get to do that. What are you doing, Gandhi?
I am actually going on a Norwegian cruise to the Mediterranean. Yes. I cannot wait. Nate's going as well, so we're going to see each other a lot. We're doing Barcelona and Sardinia, and then I wanted to hang out in Barcelona a little bit just, you know, by myself there. So we're going to be there the weekend before and then the weekend after. I can't wait.
You're going to love it. Yeah. Barcelona is just awesome.
One of my favorite cities. I can't wait to go. So excited.
So far, I'm happy for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing, Skeery?
I'm going to Delray Beach. I'm staying at the Seagate Hotel. Beautiful. You know, sponsors of our phone tap this past week. Staying there for a few nights. And, you know, I can't wait. Then I have a Labor Day weekend wedding. So that's going to be fun. And I'll be at the Jersey Shore next Saturday at Bar A in Belmar doing a gig for Z100. So
Labor Day weekend wedding?
The Friday of Labor Day is the wedding. Part two of the two-part wedding.
Everything about that is rude.
Wait, what's a two-part wedding?
Explain the two-part wedding.
Well, as you know, during COVID, people decided, oh, well, I want to keep my actual church date. So they got married at the church, they did the whole ceremony, and then they had a small wedding for 50 people at a hotel restaurant place afterwards.
Okay, I get that.
That's part one. That was back in May. So part two is the big one with 275 people.
That's their big reception.
The super spreader wedding. Yeah. So Skeery's question earlier was, do I need to get them another gift for the second wedding? And the answer is no.
We gave full-on gift up front for wedding one. Did we shoot our wad, or do we have to go back in?
That's disgusting.
Not.
Don't shoot wads at people's weddings.
They did that the wedding night.
Elvis, wad
Scotty B, what are you doing for vacation?
Froggy.
Wait, hold on. Get Scotty.
No, I'm not here. Yes, you're on.
The whole family is jumping in the car, and we are driving up to Cape Cod for the second year in a row. We get a little Airbnb there, and it's beautiful.
Okay.
The Cape is awesome.
Fun. Yeah. Cape Cod's beautiful. So far, these are superstar vacations. I know Nate is going to hop on the cruise with Gandhi and go to Barcelona and Sardinia and what?
Actually, you know what, Elvis? I just canceled because Tim McGraw asked if I wanted to go fishing down in the Keys.
He's busy with Froggy,
sorry,
so that's not possible.
Froggy.
Yeah, I'm going deer hunting with Garth Brooks.
You guys are assholes.
What about
deer hunting?
Brody, what are you doing for your week out?
Well, I also will be spending time with a celebrity. I will be on the couch with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
For $29.99, I'll be watching Black Widow.
All right.
Nice.
Because
she's a bargain.
I'm paying for it. I'm going to watch it a lot of times so that the price per viewing is lower.
Yeah. What about you, Garrett? What are you doing?
I'm actually going to see some family down by Froggy in Jacksonville, and then when Froggy gets home, I'm going to go to his house to hear about all the celebrities he hung out with.
That's the highlight of my vacation is I'm going to see Garrett. That's the highlight.
Nice. Right. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's so important to vacate, and that's what we're going to do.
Yep.
And, of course, people will give us hell.
Yeah. Yes, they will.
Take too many vacations.
Oh, it's already started.
But then we're not off again until Christmas, right? Isn't that just the last one?
We may find a few days.
A few days here and there, Danielle.
Don't be so quick, Danielle.
Froggy, what do you mean it already started?
I've already seen one of the places somebody's like, I heard them mention next week they're on vacation. Why are they getting another one already? This is too many vacations.
See, I think what people don't realize is when you get up the time we get up, you do lose your battery life very quickly, and you have to recharge it. I mean, we love our jobs, but I think the hours are what really kills you.
Well, also, you know, we are forced to take vacations. Hear me out. I mean, we are part of SAG-AFTRA, the union, and we have to take so many days per year. So what are we going to do? Just sit here and, we're not supposed to, when we should be vacationing? No, what would you do?
Let's be honest.
What would
Elvis,
you do? What, Brody?
I think it's a compliment when people get angry we go on vacation, and I'm guilty of it as well. So you guys know I'm a big fan of Late Show with Stephen Colbert, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he took off over the summer like we took off over the summer, and it was, you know, I was like, oh, damn it, I'm home. I could stay up late now, and he's not on.
Yeah.
So he came back on for 2 weeks, and then this week he's off, and I went, what the fuck? He just had vacation. And then I realized I sound just like our listeners.
Dude, yes.
Jimmy Kimmel takes the whole summer.
Yeah, Ellen.
Kimmel took the whole summer. I got so pissed at him, too. Yeah. I'm like, really? Although, I gotta say, Niall was really good.
It is a compliment to be hated for taking a vacation.
Yeah, if I go to a restaurant and I have a favorite server at the restaurant and they're not there, I don't go there and berate them when I go back and go, how dare you not be here last night when I was here? Like, I don't do that. Like, this is not nice.
All right. I think we figured it all out.
I was here with Thomas Rhett last night. You weren't here.
What else you want to do? What do you want to do? Here we go. Next. Otherwise, we're going to sit here and bitch about people bitching all day. It's like this room, everyone has to like bitch about the bitchers.
Hey, do you want to go cry? I just found myself crying watching Bleacher Report on Instagram.
You didn't even give us a chance to answer. No, I don't want to go cry.
it's actually a very good cry.
No one wants to cry. Garrett,
everybody
has
to watch it. So John Cena does a lot for Make-A-Wish, right? So
I saw this.
You're already crying. So he got to sit down and watch the response for something that a kid did for his mother, and then the kid surprised John Cena. I was in tears. Like, it was three clips on the Bleacher Report with John Cena. Just amazing. All from one of those little wristbands that he gives out when he's at a wrestling match. After the match, he gives it to a kid. The kid held on to it, gave it to his mother who's going through cancer, and she survived. And all over the words, never give up. And I'm not doing the story justice, but go watch it if you want to go cry.
I was
in tears.
I'm tired of crying.
I have an entertainment story that I thought was interesting that I didn't get to.
What's that?
Okay, so guys, you know Netflix has that sound in the beginning of it. Dun-dun! Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So they are actually launching a global promotional live stream event. It's going to have exclusive first looks and interviews with more than 70 series, films, and specials, and they're actually calling it Ta-dum.
Ta-dum?
Because
ta-dum,
that's the ta-dum, sound ta-dum, it makes. Ta-dum.
Ta-dum.
Yeah, that's their audio logo. Like, my wife's audio logo is meh. That's her audio logo.
Gary has a theory that somebody who came into work today slept in their clothes overnight has not showered.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be Nate.
No, actually,
I can smell Nate from here. I'm not even there.
Well, that may be a given, but I suspect that Sam slept in what she's wearing this morning.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you ask her?
I don't know. She's in her studio. And we're talking about her behind her back. How rude.
Are you telling us that Sam smells?
No, I didn't say she smells. I said,
what are you implying?
Just by what she looks. She doesn't look like she smells. She looks like she's wearing pajamas. She looks like she's wearing pajamas to work. That's all.
So bad.
Just by sight. And I'm like, I turned to Gandhi and I'm like, Sam definitely slept in that last night. Guaranteed. I'll put money on it.
Yeah, he said,
I don't know the answer to the question.
All right, well, maybe the answer is yes.
Sam went to go get her.
The answer better be yes.
How much money?
Otherwise, you're going to have HR settle it.
How much money you want to put on that?
I don't know. I'm not putting a wager on it.
You just said you would put money on it.
You just said you would put money on it.
I would, but nobody asked me to.
Oh, no, we are now.
We're asking you to.
So what, Nate got the answer.
Well, okay. So how much money are you putting on it?
Oh, she's joining us on Zoom.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So how much money are you going to put on this? And whatever you lose goes to Sam. Go.
I guess I'm going to wager $100.
Wow. $100. Wow.
Big bougie.
That was stupid. That was stupid.
Something tells me she didn't sleep in her clothes, but we'll find out. Where's Sam? Oh, there she is.
Sam!
Hi, Sam.
You guys
hey,
know
Sam.
Sam's eclectic.
Hi.
Sam, real quick, Scary thinks that you slept in what you're wearing today.
Well, you have to stand up and give him the whole thing.
Stand up and turn around.
Please.
Yeah.
What do you got?
No. Little lady.
You could wear that.
That's a cute outfit.
Drawstring.
Dude, you wear flip-flops.
And by the way, he put a wager on it.
Oh.
And so if he loses, you get the money.
Oh, all right. Well, Scary, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I sleep naked. I did not sleep.
Yes! You get $100,
Sam. I get $100?
$100.
All
right.
All he has is a 50.
That's okay. You can Venmo me the other 50. This is a great game.
Yeah. I just took you out for your birthday and paid for everything.
You did, and it was lovely. I don't know why you wagered money today.
This is a separate wager, and I'm going to watch your Venmo today to see you send that money over.
Uh-huh. And we found out Sam buttholes her sheets every night. I do, every night.
How often do those bad boys get washed?
Oh, wait.
Let's put a wager on it.
How much?
If you were listening to the show today, Scary was talking about, you know, giving up his money to a listener, and he goes, oh, I have Venmo. The sky's the limit. How much would you have actually given if we said yes?
Yeah. How tall is your sky?
Well, yeah, I know, $100. I can't afford all.
You said the sky's the limit.
Remember, right. I go to bougie restaurants. We gotta go.
You Venmo Sam her $100 right now. Sam, I think you look adorable today. Don't listen to that crap.
Yep. I got the passive message through what you just assumed, Scary. So fuck you. I like this outfit.
I never said it was. All right,
bye everyone.
Bye. Bye.
We'll see you after Labor Day.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than BostonProper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at BostonProper.com and wear it like no one else.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.